what we've seen thus far appears to be lack of clarity and a lack of transparency in terms of a more fulsome explanation from the Office of the Attorney General. I did see a statement that was put out, I think, about a week ago, but beyond that, it appears that the response that has come from the Attorney General is that he has nothing further to say. And I don't think it's the type of matter where you can take refuge in silence. I think this is the type of scenario that demands a greater clarity and explanation to the public as to the circumstances of what would have led to this, and in fact some of the actual details, because if your factual dots do not add up and the timelines do not mesh, then of course greater explanation is required.